The Mind Aware, 685.
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster. Oh, yeah. So I'm Dana Wild, and I know you want to learn all about training your brain because it's so awesome. And so the place to do that is at 60secondworkshop.com. 60secondworkshop.com, go check it out. Today we are going to talk about, resistance? Maybe. Let me tell you what happened. We had somebody write in. And they wrote in, my sponsor wants me to attend a book a party night. This is where we all get together and we call our customers. And I want to be part of the group, but I don't really think this is a match for the type of action that's the best match for my gifts. Let's say that again. I don't think this is a match for the type of action that is the best match for my gifts. Should I just decline? Okay, good question. And I know what you're talking about. This is something in the direct sales industry, it sounds like, where people get together, they call their customers, and they book parties. They try to get parties on the books for showing their product and sponsoring other people. And I'm very familiar with this. And I feel like from your question that it doesn't feel like you feel all that strongly one way or the other. Like, it sounds like you kind of want to have some fun with the group, but you kind of feel like you don't want to do it, like it's not in your wheelhouse. So this is a good place to jump off and talk about decision-making and resistance and all of those things, because many of us end up in these situations. You know, what I would like to say to everybody, my first point, would be only do things that are a hell yes. That would be my first response. My immediate gut reaction would be, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. And wouldn't it be great if we could live that way all the time on everything? The reality is most of us live in pretty complex worlds with a lot of moving parts, and we've got different varying beliefs and integrity on different topics, and sometimes they don't always mesh. And so sometimes we end up in this kind of in-between place. And we don't feel like it's a hell yes, but we don't really feel like it's a hell no either. And we feel like there are a lot of layers to it. So let's start out by saying, and this goes, I don't care if you're deciding if you should go to a book a party night, or if you're deciding to try something in your business that's new, or if you're deciding to attend a family event, or if you're deciding to go try a new restaurant, whatever it is, the first thing I want to say is you can't make a wrong decision. It doesn't matter what you choose. You can choose either one of these or something completely different, and you can't make a wrong decision. One of the examples I like to use sometimes, because most of us can identify with this, is imagine that you have a headache and you don't want to have the headache. You want to get rid of it, or you've got back pain or whatever it is. And so, you know, like, I could de-stress and meditate and take a warm bath and I could get rid of this headache, or I could take an Advil, or I could use some peppermint oil, or I could take some arnica or some other homeopathic remedy. And the reality is, of all of those decisions, there is no more right decision than the others. They're all could be the right decision, depending on the circumstance and the person. Like, sometimes we want to think that, oh, you're a better person if you pick this decision or if you pick that decision. But the reality is those are all perfectly valid decisions, and they can be made by anybody at any time, depending on what your particular set of circumstances are and beliefs and systems and background and all of this different stuff. So it doesn't matter what you do with any decision that you make. go to the party, don't go to the party, makes no difference. So that's the first thing. So then I try to live by the motto that it should be a hell yes. And I think I got that from Alan Cohen. I think he's the one that said that originally. That if it's not, it should be a hell yes. If it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. So I want to try to give credit where credit's due, but I'm not 100% sure that's where I heard it from. So let's assume it is. And it's nice to live by that motto. But if you can't, you know, if you can't feel that, okay, I've got, this is a strong point for me, then ask yourself, what's the path of least resistance? Like, which feels better? Does it feel better, or even, let's not use the word better, which feels easier? Does it feel easier just to go to the party, have the best time you could have, visit, eat some snacks, and make some phone calls, and leave and be happy about it? Or does it feel better to decline and just give them any reason to decline, or give them the real reason, like that you don't think this is a match, and stay home and watch some Netflix and eat some popcorn? Like, which feels like it would be easier? When you get together with people and you didn't go, are you going to be going feeling bad, like, oh, I missed out on something, and you're going to have big FOMO? Or if you go, are you going to feel like, oh, I'm going to have to force myself to have a good time? It's too hard to do the brain training around having a good time, or it's too hard to do the brain training about missing out. Like, which is the path of least resistance? And so once you know that, once you can kind of feel it out and go, okay, I think I would rather do this or do that, then make the decision to be 100% with your decision. So don't go into your decision wishy-washy like where you're at now. Once you've decided, then go 100% into your decision. By the way, I'll tell you a little trick that I use for deciding things that you might get a kick out of, is sit down with a quarter or whatever your denomination of money is. That's a coin in your country. And sit down and just relax and breathe deep about three times and take the coin and say, okay, if it's heads, I'll go. If it's tails, I won't. And flip the coin. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter what the coin says when it lands. The question is, when it lands, do you feel happy with the decision, or do you feel that feeling of, oh, I should do two out of three? That'll tell you what your decision is. Whatever you're hoping for, go with that one. It doesn't matter what the coin actually says, but you should be able to have a decision at that point. Once you make the decision, then line up with it energetically. So go all in with your decision. You may be feeling wishy-washy about it now, but you're feeling wishy-washy because you're thinking wishy-washy thoughts. Once you make the decision and you say, okay, that's it, I'm going, or that's it, I'm staying home, then now there's no time for sloppy thinking. Now you make 100% of your thinking to match up and support that decision. So if it's going to the party, then you say, I'm really glad I decided this. It's going to be fun. It's going to be so fun to see people. I love the idea of being social. I haven't been social in such a long time. It'll be really good. I might even dress up. I can't wait to go. We're going to have such a good time. It's going to be fun. We're going to talk about it later. And actually, I can even think of a few customers I'd like to call right now. That'll be able to just be fun to say, hey, it's customer service night and I really want to call you. This is going to be a cool thing to do and participate in, and I can't wait to participate. If you decide to stay home, then you have 100% of your thoughts that go in the direction of, okay, I'm really glad that I stayed home and I honored myself and I made the choice and I didn't succumb to peer pressure, and it makes me feel like I'm in integrity when I do that, and it feels good to be in alignment with my goals, and I know that I made the right decision because I'm going to have such a fun time and be cozy, and I know I'm going to explain it in such a good way that everybody's going to understand, and I've been meaning to just have a me night in front of the TV, and this is going to be almost like a really big indulgence for me, and I'm going to call it my self-care night, and I'm going to eat all the foods that I call my guilty pleasures, because this is going to be a night all about me, and I'm playing hooky and I'm having fun and I'm feeling good about it. And it's my little party of one, because I can have a party all by myself, right? So it doesn't matter what you do, but pick one and line up with it energetically. That's it. That's really it. And isn't that good to know? Isn't it good to know that you're always right and you get the choice to lead your life how you want to lead it? It's your decision and it's your choice how you want to leave it. And it's nice. You know, sometimes our choices, we may feel like, oh, I kind of really didn't want to go to that event or that wedding or that thing. And, oh, I'm going to have to force myself to go. But once you decide and make a decision, you get to make that thing fun, whatever it is that you do. And this is the beauty of being a brain trainer. Whether you decide to live stream or not live stream, whether you decide to go to the wedding or not go to the wedding, whether you decide to participate in this activity or that activity, or take this path or that path, whatever you decide in your business or in your life, you get to feel good about it because you know what to do to feel good about it. You think those good thoughts, you think in your head, you focus on the positive, you give yourself a break, you soothe yourself, you nurture yourself, you move yourself into the better feeling place. This is what it's about being a brain trainer. Isn't it just the best? Don't you just love knowing that everything you do and every decision you make can be not only a good one, but a fun one and the best one? And oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.